Blog Talk Radio.
This tax refund season, MetroPCS has an offer so good you'll want to shout it from the mountaintops.
Switch to MetroPCS!
MetroPCS!
And get two!
Get two!
4G LTE phones!
Whoa.
For free!
Free!
Switch to MetroPCS and get two free 4G LTE smartphones from brands like Samsung and LG. Only at MetroPCS.
Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. After instant rebate. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Reconnected Show with your host, Nazim Rashid. Nazim is the author of Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, a how-to manual for all those wanting permanent change in their lives. It is also a guide to virtually go back in time and eliminate all negative feelings associated with your past experiences that have caused any level of difficulty in your present life. Nazim has helped clients move from apathy to productivity, from codependency to loving themselves without attachments, from drug-addicted lifestyles to clean and sober positive examples, demonstrating what can be accomplished when one connects and stays connected to that which gives life. I am Dorothy Rashid, the co-host. Without any further ado, I bring to you Nazim Rashid.
Well, thank you. Yes, for that great introduction. Yes, well, it is another day in paradise here in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and we're based out of this area in the USA. And you know, it's so wonderful. You know, I want everybody to take a deep breath. Yes, another day in paradise. Well, we have a fantastic show today, so. I want to welcome all into our Paradise One studio, where every day is a holiday and the party never stops. Yay!
Yay!
All right, yes. All right, a studio is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Yes. Welcome again to the Reconnected Show, which is based directly or indirectly on the chapters in my book, Reconnected. Now, as you regulars know, we always have a nice prayer to get our blessing here, and I've always mentioned on this program, whatever name or reference fits your belief system will do just fine when I am mentioning God. Just know that we did not create ourselves, and knowing this reality, we can give attention and honor the source of our creation for guidance and direction. I'm using God as an universal theme and is not relegated to a particular religion or belief system. With the name of God, we thank you for the angels you have sent amongst us, reminding us of your presence, grace, and mercy. Thank you for the attitudes of gratitude you have given us to give back to you. Thank you for the favor of clear thinking minds you have given us. Oh, yeah. Thank you for our positive associations that help keep us connected to our higher purpose. Amen. All right, for show notes, we have Dorothy. Take it away.
We all have experienced disappointments in our past, and some of us haven't reconciled those issues. In order for us to travel wonderfully on our healthy path of life, we have to release all unnecessary baggage that is preventing us from going full speed ahead. This is what Nazim's book, Reconnected, and this program is designed to do. Let us hear from you as we learn together how discovering the needs of our child selves can make a substantial difference in our lives. Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, is available at www.cloudsofabundance.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, also inside the Barnes & Noble bookstores, Jazzy Yogurt Shop in Scottsdale, Arizona, and my favorite health food store, Healthy Habits Health Food Store in Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. The chapters in the book and the themes of this Reconnected show are forgiveness, validation, self-esteem, visualization, self-image, communication and listening skills, optimism, gratitude, faith, spirituality, codependency and addiction, recovery issues, identifying and managing emotions. You can connect with Nazim using his email address in our book club at gmail.com or his website, www.cloudsofabundance.com. You'll find information such as life coaching, book signing dates, webinars, and workshops. All life coaching is done through your phone, so you can have sessions with Nazim wherever you may be in the world. Life coaching is about removing the obstacles and encouraging you to go beyond your perceived barriers to the accomplishment of your dreams and aspirations. Life coaching is about results now and creating the future you want versus counseling that spends a lot of time in healing the past. Healing the past is also important and something Nazim does with his book and book-related events. It's time to be reconnected and time for the new you. Nazim?
Yes, it is time for the new you. Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. You can feel it. Absolutely. Well, this is a personal growth program designed with your inner peace in mind. See, what we're doing, we're actually expanding the morphic field in this area. Yeah, there's a reality beyond the reality you see. Oh, yes, all over the world, people are finding new ways to connect to the higher self, their higher self, you know, and to expand the goodness that's in them. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. People are getting healed, you know. Doctors are amazed. People are smiling more. Yeah. So people are learning how to be one with one another. It's happening. And the Reconnected Show is part of that process. We're in that network. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to hear about this on Fox or CNN. This is happening, and it's growing and growing and growing. So the discussions here will be based directly, like I was saying before, or indirectly on the chapters in my book, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Now, in the book and at my events, I talk about how you can fill those emotional voids experienced in childhood. I will teach you to become a time traveler. Mm-hmm. Traveling back to the time and place of your upbringing. Becoming a senior advisor and mentor to your child self, little self you once were. That's what I mean when I say child self. Not the inner child. That's important also. And that's why it's interesting that my book is in the category in, you know, Barnes & Noble and Amazon in the inner child therapy kind of category. It's very similar. But the inner child is more this abstract spiritual young being inside of you. See, the child self has the inner child. The child self is that flesh and blood person you once were. That still needs you. Needs your shoulder to cry on. Needs that special hug from you. Needs that special look from you that says, you're okay. I love you. You're okay. And I got your back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All you got to do is just get some of those old pictures when you're 5, 6, and 7, and 8 with those eyes are staring into the camera. And you look into those eyes and say, I love you. I love you. And imagine yourself embracing that child self. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I had my sketch artist sketch me when I was 10. And we actually are we're hugging one another on my wall right now. I'm looking at it now. That's the idea of reconnected. Oh, yeah, so you can become one with your child self. I will teach you how to have sessions with your child self as you will address those negative events that you still carry with you and change the outcome to one of your desire. This way, you will create real internal change in your life and be free. Free of the negative effects of unresolved past issues already. Yes, 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 yes. Most of us are not free of that. You still walk around with this burden of unresolved past issues. Yes. There's so many ways to do this. I've had guests on my show that have different ways to do this. So the whole idea is to present different mythologies to you. Different ways to do this. So say, for instance, if you this doesn't work, that'll work. It doesn't matter to me if you get it from a guest, one of their programs, as long as you get it and make it happen and start getting rid of those old voices from the past telling you what to do, what not to do, who to be with, who not to be with, huh? Who to marry, who not to marry. Yeah, where to live, not to live, all those kind of things. Yeah, you want to be free of all that. Live a nice, independent thinking life, an empowered life, absolutely. Now, there are other benefits to my book. Parents, parenting. Yeah, parents who want new information for raising the best emotionally balanced and validated children possible. You must validate those children. I have a 3-part parenting video on YouTube based on my book. Just go to youtube.com and put in the search Reconnected, the Parents Manual. Reconnected, the Parents Manual. Matter of fact, if you go to my new and improved website, cloudsofabundance.com, like my theme song, cloudsofabundance.com, I actually have the 2 videos on the bottom of the homepage there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, because this relationship, that's why my message also extends to couples wanting a healthier, empowering relationship from the personal growth tools being offered, such as communication and listening skills. Yeah, so go to YouTube and put in the Relationship Manual. Reconnected, the Relationship Manual. Mm-hmm. And go to Clouds of Abundance. You can see it all right there, too. More benefits. That's why it's a 412-page human manual. I have a real personal investment in addiction recovery and have over 100 pages dedicated to addictions, codependency, and recovery in my 12 Principles of Recovery chapter and codependency chapter. Now, this recovery program is not just for those afflicted with drug addiction. It is also beneficial to those suffering from anger, abuse, compulsive disorders, overeating, gambling, sexual and controlling issues. I just want to control somebody. You still want to do that. You know, mostly they're men, but some women too. You know, you feel you got to control somebody. You know, and you marry, you know, because you want to have somebody to control. It makes you feel good some kind of way. You get some kind of benefit. Stop it. Get my book. That's not healthy for you or them. Okay? Now, my messages are also for any individual who wants to consciously connect to their higher self, to spirit, source energy, to God. That's why Reconnect is a multi-purpose manual. Parents manual, teacher's manual, an addiction recovery manual, a mentor's manual, a relationship manual. Matter of fact, I'm doing a whole series on Wednesdays on relationships. I call it Improving, Repairing, and Preparing for Relationship Marriages. Yeah. So it's very important. We got to get together, you know. And we go to school for so many years to be licensed to become a doctor, a lawyer, or a technician. You know, it takes several years to do that with some hard study, research, term papers, and so forth and so on. But when it comes down to marriage, what do? We see somebody that looks cute, and okay, let's get married after a while. No, stop it. No. We need tools. You have history. She has history. Both histories will come together. Is it healthy? How do you know? Investigate. So we have the need tools. That's why that I have a lot of emphasis on that in my book also. You see, for sure. It's very, very important. Yeah. For you to be spiritually connected. Absolutely. Okay, so I call Reconnected a human manual for the transformation of your negative experiences to positive memories, loving yourself at deep levels and creating the life you've always desired. Yes. All right, we have no sponsors right now for the Reconnected show, so I'm appealing to all you fans who have enjoyed 4 years of free therapy and insightful dialogues from the very best in the fields of their expertise. Make a donation now. Donate now to keep the show on the air. Go to my site, Clouds of Abundance, and hit the donate button. You'll see it there for sure, on that first page. I'm available to speak at your events for your populations that can use the information that I have. And don't forget life coaching sessions. You have always wanted to get your life in balance. We do this all on the phone. Okay? Yes. Just hit me back on the email, nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com. All right? All right. I'm committed to sharing practical tools with and supporting those who want and envision for themselves an abundant life, an empowered life, an independent thinking life, a spiritual life, a reconnected life. Okay? Yes. And we have so many people tuning in right now all over the country. We've had two from South Africa, Malaysia, Indonesia, Bangkok, Germany. Germany's got my book. They connected back with me. Singapore, Austria, Australia, United Kingdom, Nigeria. And recently we have Brazil and Italy that's kind of joined us. All right? So we always welcome all kinds of input. So please, let me know how you're feeling. Give me some feedback. nrbookclub@gmail.com. You see the numbers going up, but, you know, we don't hear from you. So, you know, and you have the book. Let me know what it is about the book, what it is about the book that's really, you know, turning your life around. We always want to know what it is for sure. So let me know. Now, today's theme, Forgiving the Unforgivable with Melinda Farrell. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, a brand new guest we had on the show. A lot of you have heard a lot of my guests come on many times with various positive messages for you. And remember, when you go online at blogtalkradio.com/reconnected, and you go on the show page, not the home page, show page, right under the pictures, my picture and then the guest picture, you see what download this episode. You see it right there in blue, I believe. You can click on that and download the whole episode. It's all free. And you can have your own collection. Because a lot of times when you are, almost most of the time, if not all the time, you hear these messages. You don't hear it the first time. You know, you don't hear it. You have to hear it repeatedly. Maybe after the eighth or ninth time, you say, oh, my God, that's just what I needed to hear. Man, that's it for me. So download them to your own hard drive. You can go to your, you can download, you can burn CDs, iPod, and all that. Yeah. Download this episode. All right, today, certified master, hypnotherapist, NLP master practitioner, HUNA practitioner, we'll learn more about that, and reconnective healing practitioner, Melinda Farrell, is our guest speaker today. Also author, we're going to talk about her book too. Now, Melinda trained with my mentor, Anthony Robbins, author of Unlimited Power and Awaken the Giant Within. My God, she must have a lot of energy. And has effectively used these skills in her own life. In addition to firewalking, have you seen Anthony Robbins of the firewalking? Matter of fact, remember we had Oprah on there, and she did. Yeah, Gail too. Imagine that. Firewalking, Melinda was a professional precision stunt car driver for TV commercials and films. Wow. Imagine that one. Her credits include ads for Buick, Cadillac, BMW, Volvo, Nintendo, Audi, Toyota, Lexus, AC Delco, spark plugs, and many more. We've probably all seen on TV before already. She was a film and stage actress, having co-starred on the TV series Midnight Caller, in addition to making dozens of industrial films, commercials, and voiceovers. Well, that sounds like fun. Melinda's mother of two grown children, loves to work out, bicycle, rollerblade, snow ski, you know? Yeah. She does more than that even. She loves swimming with the dolphins. and just being healthy and have fun. Yes, yeah, fun is very important. Yeah, yeah. Just think about it. If you aren't not having fun, if you go a week and you can't think of something you laugh and have fun with, your week was not worth living. You got to incorporate fun into your schedule regularly. Have fun. Tell jokes. You know, yeah, go out and just run and just laugh and chase squirrels. Yeah. Now, regarding her topic of today, which is forgiving the unforgivable, she says that forgiveness is often misinterpreted. We cannot change the past or what happened to us, but we can change the meaning we give to it. Learn the real meaning of forgiveness, which is based on the ancient relationship resolution process called Ho'oponopono. Hope I'm saying it right. Should explain it. Experience the freedom of self-forgiveness once and for all, and with that freedom, live a life unshackled to negativity, the past, or limitations. Okay, well, I have her break all this down for you, so without any further ado, we give to you Belinda. Are you there?
I am here. It's just wonderful to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Well, I can hear your voice. I'm trying to imagine some of the characters you play. You have one of those kind of light, little, cute voices. I'm saying, which character was she now? Was she that squirrel? Was she that little?
Oh, that was fun, yes. Well, I would play all kinds of animated characters and, you know, just whatever they asked you to do. It was a very exciting time in my life.
Did you play any little animals? Like any little squirrels?
Oh, sure. Lots of little animals. Ew, what kind of animals do you want?
Oh, which one?
Dolphin animals. Oh,
dolphins?
All kinds of dolphins, yeah, little dolphins, little aliens, you know, just British people. It was, you know, it was a bevy of all kinds of different voices. But the biggest voice is the voice you hear inside yourself, you know. That's really what a lot of people try to mask, you know. They try to keep busy and, you know, so that they don't hear what's really coming up inside of them. And that's what got me to think that I've really got to, you know, catch up on any fear that I had. And so that's when I started exploring, you know, those inner voices. And when you come up with a lot of the truth from within, you find out that you have a lot of fear. And for me, I was afraid of water. I wouldn't get near water. I wouldn't get near a swimming pool, anything that had to do with water. And
what?
It was interesting. That's true, because when I was with Tony Robbins and I was with him for 5 years and I learned how to become a stunt driver when I was doing all these firewalks, you know, I was breaking out of a lot of my fear. But the deepest fear was this water phobia that I had, and I wouldn't even admit it to Tony that I had that, because we were trying to help other people get over their water phobias, and I was too embarrassed. So that didn't happen until after I left Tony and I started going to Hawaii and getting advanced training with hypnosis and NLP, and then we were introduced to this ancient Hawaiian healing practice called Huna. And we were doing all this deep breathing, ha breath, and that's what's in my book, Find Your Friggin' Joy, is this 10 minutes of four sets of ha breathing. And after doing that, my higher self came inside me. I felt this surge of light and just amazing, like, gushes of water coming in. And what I saw were these waves, and in between the waves were dolphins and whales. And that just shocked me, because I never, ever had those kinds of animals on my radar. I was too afraid of the ocean and the water. But starting from that night, my dreams were invaded with dolphins, and they were teaching me how to swim. And in my dream, I could swim just like them, and come up for air and breathe and go down deep. And I was swimming and playing, and I would wake up in the morning and I'd say, I've got to be with them. So my desire to be with the dolphins superseded my fear of the ocean. And I finally got out there and they downloaded information into me. And, you know, here I am today. I've been swimming with them for 25 years.
Wow. What a story. Oh my God. Wow.
Expect the unexpected.
And we're told that that dolphins have such a high level of intelligence.
They're using 20% more of their brain than we are.
Yes. I read that. Yes, absolutely. Wow, that's so amazing. So tell me about this is the HUNA practice you're saying now?
Right. HUNA is a self-healing. They're self-healing processes. Like, it's a self-forgiveness process. I take people through four levels of HUNA, which include also symbols that were found in an ancient manuscript. And half of those symbols are practical for the material world, for our earth, and the other half take you out into spirit, take you out beyond, meditation. And they're really just amazing. I did a level four this last time I was in Hawaii with a client who had come three other times before, but it was like 8 years ago when I was doing groups. And now she came back for her level four and also for her reconnection and reconnective healing. So she got, in within 1 week, a huge dosage of frequencies that lifted her, kind of like an upgrade in her physiology and psychology and spirituality. It was amazing.
Wow, that's all incorporated in the HUNA process, you're saying, right?
Right. I take people for a week to the big island of Kona, and I'm their tour guide in the water. We're swimming every morning and calling the wild dolphins to come. And so when people get in the water, they're already submerged into the water of their emotions, because the water represents our emotions. And when people are afraid of going into the water, like I was, we're afraid of digging deeper into our emotional body. And so that's where all the fear lies. And it's, I just do it very gently, in a bay that is very easy to get into. And people gradually start to lose that fear. And if the dolphins come, which they had for all my clients this last year, it's especially such a blessing, because you just forget all your fears. You just want to be with them. And the sonar hits your body, and it just dissipates all this unharmonic frequencies that you have surrounding your body. So it's like the dolphins see you like a piece of sheet music that's not in harmony, it's in dissonance. And so the sonar takes that away. It just melts away all that fear and angst, and then all you're left with is the theta and the alpha patterns that they have, like a meditative, say you fall in love, your heart just opens. So whoever you're swimming with, it's like, oh, would you want to get married? No, I mean, your heart is so open, you fall in love with people.
So you're saying the sonar comes from the dolphins themselves, right?
Yes, it's their sonar.
Wow.
It's what they're emitting from their very advanced physiology. And they send that, and through the water, of course, it transmits much faster because it's through the water, and it just changes your body, your frequencies. You're just like spinning in this vortex of unconditional love.
Yes, so I can see easily, so we're going to talk about forgiveness today, how this can be a good segue for sure. Yeah, because I'm sure in that process you learn how to release. I'm sure that's all part of the process, right?
Yeah, it's like you don't even know you've released it, and all you are is in the present time. And when you're in the present time, you're happy. Find your friggin' joy is about being in the present. You can't be in the present if you're dragging the past with you. So when the past is let go, when it's like gone into the cosmic, void or the Akashic, then all you're left is with the now, and it's glorious.
Well, right before we dive into it, we have a person calling on air. Wants to leave a nice little small comment. So I believe, Russell, you're on the air right now.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, Hello. You're on the air.
Is this the pizza line?
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I'm going to mute you again. Russell, okay.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah. One margarita.
Okay, I will mute you. It's okay. No problem. You're back on mute. So I can't So if you really want to comment on the topic, Russell, you can call back in and then push your number one, and I'll bring you back on the air. No problem. No problem. Things happen. So, Belinda, okay. So the segue again to the topic, forgiveness and unforgivable. Now, the topic itself, forgiving the unforgivable. Please break that down.
Well, we have had things done to us, all of us. You know, we have stories. You know, we have stories of abuse and atrocities and things that, you know, just define ourselves as we go through life. But we can't change that. We think it's unforgivable. And the process of this Ho'oponopono, which means to make right right, means that in order for you to proceed with your life, to be creative, to manifest your dreams, you have to forgive yourself for holding on to the way you're looking at that as a child or as a teenager in order for you to manifest your own dream. So It's a choice. It's a choice. Forgiving the unforgivable. I mean, we are all forgiven. And when we say that in the presence of our own higher self, when we say the words, I love you, I forgive you, we're saying that with our higher self, and we're sorry, you know, that we dragged this along as long as we did. But in the forgiveness of I forgive you, the divinity comes in and neutralizes the way you're projecting that story out into the world. It literally is a cosmic eraser. And so as it neutralizes and dissolves the way you're projecting that problem, light comes in and fills you instead. And so the problem changes. The story changes. There is no outside yourself. It's all the way you create it with your stories and how the conscious mind makes up these stories based on your emotional baggage that you carried in with you. So by saying those words to yourself, and this is what the ancient Ho'oponopono practice is, and it's what's in my book, I have the visual way, and just doing it daily like a mantra, just saying, I love you, I forgive you. When the garbage comes up, you start erasing with those words. And then it will change the way you're looking at that problem, if not letting it disappear. Does that make sense? I know this is kind of a forgiveness 1A.
No, it's not at all. And we've had various guests, even myself, talk about this on the air. It's always to hear it from other perspectives, and the idea that when you sing it that way, that kind of erases, are you saying it erases the effects or erases the negative connection you have with that person or event?
Yes, if you see the event outside of yourself, it's coming from within you. You are the movie projector.
Mm-hmm.
From within you is a movie projector based on your past, based on your experiences, you know, with your father, with your mother, with whatever, you know, was in your life. Those trigger your stories, and then that projects from your movie projector the problem onto yourself so that you're looking at it. You know, it's the old adage is, you know, your perception is your projection.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever you're perceiving, you're projecting from within you. So if you clean that projection, you will clean the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I do this mantra daily. I'm constantly, when something comes up that's not very, productive or something that, you know, gets into maybe an old issue I have, I just start cleaning by saying, I'm sorry, I love you, I forgive you, thank you. And I say it again and again, just like you say, the unconscious mind has to really hear it many times to really get it. But when you do that, it will change the outside. And let's say the person that you were having an argument with, you know, you start clearing that and cleaning and just saying, I love you, I forgive you. That person may call you and just apologize. That's the effect that has. And it can be thousands of miles away. And you can do it for governments, for countries, because whatever you see, if you see poverty and strife and anger and war out there, clean the seeds you have within yourself, and that's going to change. We have to change our consciousness.
I see. All right, so let's use that on that level here. Let's say there's a high rate of crime, say in Washington, D.C., which there is. And so how would you use this practice to make changes there?
Well, I would, again, how am I contributing to seeing that there's a high level of crime in that area? How am I connecting with that crime? So I'm going to clean the seeds within that myself, and it's unconscious. You don't even know where it stems from, how many generations or, you know, how we've become a part of that. So you just say the words. You know, say the words, I love you, I forgive you, thank you, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I love you, I forgive you, thank you. I love you, I forgive you, thank you. Just say it over and over and over again, and then see how it feels or see what it looks like after you've done that. See what, you know, the results take place after you've done that. Have you heard of Dr. E. Haleakala Len, the Hawaiian?
No, I haven't.
Okay, he was a Hawaiian doctor. There's a book written about what he did called Zero Limits, and it was written by Joe Vitale, who was also included in the DVD movie, The Secret.
Oh, yeah,
so
Joe Vitale, yes.
Right. He chronicled the effects that Dr. Len had doing Ho'oponopono on these criminally insane patients that were at this hospital in Hawaii. Dr. Len was assigned there, and this place was so bad that even they couldn't even keep employees there. It was just despicable, the conditions and everything. That's where they put the worst of the worst, the criminally insane. So Dr. Len did not see one patient. He would look at their file, and he would open it up, and he would say to himself, what part of me is this patient? If he could see that problem, then he must be carrying the seeds of it within himself. So he started to clean himself, doing the Ho'oponopono process to make right right. I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Doing it over and over and over again. He did it to the patients. He did it to the walls. He did it to anything that was there that he thought was a breathing soul or a breathing organism. Within 3 years, the hospital closed because all the patients, with the exception of two that were moved to another facility, they all got better.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So
and
you're
that's
saying, I love you. Yeah, I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. Is that it?
I'm sorry. I love you. I forgive you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. I see.
So and I'm
see,
sorry.
Yeah, he did it to everything, the walls, everything around.
Everything.
Him.
Everything. And the people started getting better. He didn't have to see a patient. You can do this if you see something wrong in a member of your family, clean yourself first because you're holding the same seeds as that member. So you start cleaning yourself and see how that member of your family will change.
Okay. So say it again.
This is for people who want to take an active role in their healing.
Right,
this is
exactly.
Not for victim consciousness. Because some people really do enjoy blaming others and not taking the responsibility onto themselves.
So why don't you repeat that mantra again? Everybody's taking notes here. So repeat
right.
It in
I'm
order.
I'm sorry. Remember, you're doing this with your higher self. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I love you. I forgive you. Thank you.
End with thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just four little statements. And I have this very much written out in my book, Find Your Friggin' Joy. And you can see the people down below you if you want to. You can see whatever problem that you think is massive, you know, like the crimes back east. You can put that down below you. You can put anything, people, places, things, events, and then just start doing your cleaning. And what I do as well, I mean, I kind of shake my shoulders as though there are strings attached to myself, which I see myself like up on a pedestal looking down below me and making these people very tiny. And there are strings or strands that are connected. These are the way we emotionally tie ourselves to these people, places, and events. And as you shake your shoulders when you say those words, I'm sorry, I love you, I forgive you, this kind of laser light just completely dissolves those cords that connect you to them. And then I just see them floating away.
Really?
That's the visual way, and that's what's in my book. I have a lot of visuals in there that show you how to do that. But then you can also, again, just by saying the words, I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, thank you, all during the day, you're gonna witness miracles in your life because you'll be cleaning things you not even know have existed, and it just comes up, and you don't even have to know what they are. They're just cleaned, and they're gone. And, they're out in, it's like the cosmic eraser.
Wow. I love it. Yes, I'm sorry. I love you. I forgive you. Thank you.
Yeah. And you're doing this for yourself. You're sorry. I love you. You love me. You know, I love you. I forgive you. The higher self always forgives you of everything. You've never done anything wrong. The only person you're thinking has made you wrong is your ego, the conscious mind. And the conscious mind is trying to manage your emotional trauma. That's all the conscious mind does. It has no connection to your higher self. None whatsoever. So it's there just trying to figure out a lie, a story, whatever it is, to manage. Managing is hard. It takes energy, and you're exhausted.
Yes. This sounds pretty easy, actually.
Yes. Well, you know, basic truths are really the easiest.
Sounds fantastic.
So, I mean, I used to participate and do a lot of hypnosis and, you know, guiding people through and past life regression and all of this. But now doing this practice with Ho'oponopono and then doing the reconnective healing, people are just advancing and expanding at a faster rate. They're upgrading themselves more efficiently, and it's fun. It's fun. Should be fun, right?
Oh, absolutely. Fantastic. Fun has to be a part of my regimen every single day.
Got to have fun.
Yeah, my wife would tell you, she told me I should be on a comedy stage.
Well, we need good comics, so that's definitely for sure. Everybody needs to laugh.
Oh, yeah, you got to do it. It's cleansing, you know?
Yeah.
This is very good, very good. We're going to definitely have you back on the show to do some other things. It's fantastic. You know, it's always... I tell people all the time, there's always a better way to live life, always a better way to heal, always a better way to forgive, you know. It's always a better way to show someone else, you know, what you've learned, a better way, instead of, you know, a long drag-out kind of thing where it gets so monotonous, people just say, oh, that's too much struggle. But you're saying, you know, and I've said the same thing, that there's an easier way to do things, you know, like your mantra here is fantastic. I mean, you know, I've created a mentoring child self thing, which is fun and exciting, and make it fun. And what happens is all of a sudden you feel light, don't you?
And lightness is in the present. It's just being happy. It's like where a child is. You know, we were a pure unconscious mind between 0 and 7 years of age. And then all of a sudden, you know, the conscious mind comes in, and then we're analyzing everything, and we forget how to play. You know, you just forget how to be childlike, not childish, childlike. So, you know, this takes us back. When I was studying everything, you know, we're always, I think, you know, trying to uncover ways to heal ourselves. And I was a mess 20-some-odd years ago. You know, I was a stunt car driver. I was pushing myself you know, beyond the limits. I would bike race. I would rollerblade. I never rested. And then finally, my body just said, we're not supporting you anymore. And it collapsed. I had herniated discs. I had nerve damage. That's what the book, a lot of it is about, is how I healed myself from this debilitating spinal injury. And the doctors told me I would never walk again unless I had surgery. And I had no insurance at the time because I wasn't doing my film work and stunt driving, so my insurance company had dropped. And, you know, I couldn't afford it. I said, I have to see if this HUNA stuff that I've been learning for 3 years, if it really works. And so that was my motivation. And I healed. I was in bed, bedridden, couldn't stand or sit or anything for a month. And then within 4 days of doing a lot of these practices that I outline in the book, my spine completely healed. And you talk of scoliosis. I had scoliosis as a child. I wore a brace for 2 years. That completely disappeared. My back realigned. I was given a brand new spine. And it was from the higher self, because that's again, how this desire went up this pipeline to reach the higher self after I had moved a lot of these old negative memories out of my body. And the book goes through that, how that happened. And it just was a miracle. But it wasn't really a miracle, because I followed the recipe that I was told would work, and it worked.
A new spine.
A new spine. Yep.
Oh, my God. I need that right now. Oh, my God. Oh.
Well, part of it was finding out what your self-talk is. And for me, my self-talk had been, I can't support myself. And I was saying that at a deep unconscious level. And so the unconscious is like a computer. It's listening to everything your conscious mind is saying. So I had to reverse that, you know, and say, I'm sorry. You know, of course you're supporting me. Thank you for remembering how to support me, and saying that over and over again, and just, you know, reversing the effects that it had, that it wasn't supporting me. Because after a while, after so many years, it said, can't support you, and then it collapsed. It completely collapsed.
God. Belinda, we got to talk more about this in a minute. We got a call from the UK. Finally, my supporters from outside the country. Call, you're on air. Ebony, you're on air.
Hi there. Hi. Hi, Belinda.
Aloha. Aloha.
Hi. Aloha to you too. Okay, I haven't heard that term for a long time. Aloha.
Aww.
But okay. I'm coming from the UK. I do have a show on Blog Talk, and I love your conversation about finding your joy. And also, you know, the affirmation that you mentioned, I've written it down, I've got it down. I just wondered, you know, I hear what you say about repeating a mantra which breaks, you know, the cycle of stuff that you're, you know, that conversation you're having with yourself. But, you know, if you've really practiced a conversation, yeah, I can hear, like, you know, you've got an illness that came up after a while. But if you're someone who's practiced a conversation for a long, long time, and you've got into a cycle where you've become stuck in something that just seems to be unshiftable, or it's recurring, right, which is what happens to a lot of us, you know, so you feel like you're out of it for a period of time, and then you're back into the same thing, those same conversations come up again. How do you kind of free yourself from that? And
what I did is I couldn't drive to see any kind of medical doctor. I went to see an osteopath, which is like an osteopathic doctor. She was able to give me some codeine, and she also gave me a questionnaire to take. She was a homeopathic doctor as well. And what came up is that I could take a little homeopathic pill of snake venom. And it was like a half of a little half. And the snake venom affects the spine and the memories of the spine. And so while I was doing my breathing, this snake venom was helping me to lift out some memories that were buried in my back and in my buttocks. And I talk about it in my book, The Find Your Friggin' Joy. It's on page 108, this one memory that came out that was like, completely the piece to the puzzle that I had been looking for, because my mother had been taken to abortion clinics to abort me, and my father, you know, had taken her because he didn't really want me. And so the fetus was registering all of that in the body, not being wanted, not being supported. So this memory came up of a baby being thrown out into the universe like a piece of garbage. And it was as though I was going through a near-death experience, because this baby was traveling, you know, thousands of miles an hour and avoiding these asteroids. And, I mean, it was just, yes, I still see it. You know, I still see it, but in a good way. And then all of a sudden, these hands came and picked up the baby and put her in the arms of this very beautiful, I don't know, with iridescent lights. She was wearing iridescent lights of blue, and I was safe in these arms, and I could watch the chaos below me. And that's where I realized that I'm loved beyond anything and anybody that's on the earth, that I am supported and I am completely loved. And with that moment, it was when healing started to really occur. It was like the root. And so I started to see myself then climbing trees. And then that's what I fed the unconscious mind, was the emotion of, oh, you have to have a good back to climb trees, right? So the unconscious mind just goes excited to climb the trees, sends that desire up the pipeline to the higher self, and the higher self, which I don't know how they do, how the higher self does this, but it goes down and changes the physical body and the DNA and everything and gave me a good back.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
So that's what's all written in my book of how that occurred. But you're right, I had to have a little help. And getting those memories out, you can do it with a lot of constant breathing, you know, and the breathing and just allowing yourself to go through the fear of what it's going to do, because it's going to bring up the stuff that you've been trying to numb yourself from. Most people numb, you know, they drink or they do drugs or they shop or they do whatever it is to not get quiet with the part of you that needs to come out. It's like popping a pimple, you know, it wants to pop and you're trying to not let it pop. So when you do that breathing and you're just, you know, maybe with a friend or somebody who will guide you through the kind of scary moments, it's worth it because it's just temporary, and then it gets you through revealing these secrets, these dark secrets that are within you.
Okay. Wow,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And do you need to kind of go to someone who's in that kind of cosmic world or with that experience of, you know, I don't know, exploring the cosmic world? I don't know enough about it to even explain what it could be. But, you know, in order to go on that journey, or is that something, if I read your book, something that you can do yourself? Because I know you talk about
it. You would understand it, yeah. Having read the book, you would understand it, because you really just need to get quiet and, you know, and sit down or lay down and just start doing the breathing and seeing what comes up and just doing it faithfully, maybe talking about some things to a trusted friend that you never would have spoken about. It just kind of, you know, gets to the very depth. What is it that wants to come up and come out? Because your unconscious mind runs your body, and it knows how to do that beautifully. You don't have to tell your heart to beat. You don't have to tell your cells to beat. Everything is happening. But it's running it based on the blueprint that you have right now, with thought forms and things that are buried there. So imagine after these secrets are revealed how effective more your body will be able to run, you know, on its own without this stuff jarring it.
Yeah. And my final question is, would you come and do a show with me? But I know I'm going to try and email you and connect with you, but I do a lot of work with relationships and on my shows, and we kind of have a show during the week. But what I find with a lot of the people who have been following me over the last couple of years is that, you know, you get so far in conversations and, it, you know, it's like we go around that circle again and again. And I know it's because most of the time people are stuck where they are, unable to move forward, but are kind of romantically saying, I do want to have something different and I do want to make a change, but they're not able to get rid of something that's deeper than just, you know, I don't know, my understanding, but there's something there that's...
Well, we can do Ho'oponopono. We can, you know,
hard.
I can guide people through the forgiveness process, and, I mean,
yeah.
that happens in an instant. People can let go. They
yeah.
just want, they just have to want to be healed, because if a person doesn't want to accept the healing, it won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
So I'm on Amazon too. Find Your Friggin' Joy, and it's Belinda Farrell 44 at yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm gonna look you up and send you an email. So thank you.
All
so
right,
much.
And Huna, and my website is hunahealing.com, hunahealing.com.
Okay, thank you, Belinda.
Oh,
and great
many
show.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Aloha. Ebony, I want to thank you for calling in. Please tune in all the time. And if you want to be on my email list so you can know what's going on every week, just email me at nrbookclub@gmail.com.
Well, yeah, I'm going to keep following you because I plan to come to Atlanta in October.
Oh.
So I'm going to be in the U.S. in October for a week. So I'm hoping to catch up with some people in Blog Talk when I'm there. So I don't know where you are based, but, you know, I will definitely send you an email.
Yeah, do that, please, and do that. We're always trying to find, you know, trying to invite all the people that are about this, about, you know, about the changing the spin of the world right now, changing how you know, I don't know where that came from. But anyway, we're trying to increase the morphic field in this area, and we're doing it. And so forth. So I call this reconnected messages. That's why I call this reconnected messages. And I have a lot of people who are about that, you know. And so forth. Now we have Linda. She's a part of that right now, and we'd like to have you be a part of that too. So just stay in touch with me in our book club at gmail.com. And of course, my website is cloudsofabundance.com.
Okay,
Ebony.
I'm gonna look you up.
Do that for sure. Thanks for calling.
My website is ebonyempresstv.com, so if you want to look for me, if I don't find you, but that's where I am.
Oh,
Ebony
please
Empress.
Say that again.
ebonyempresstv.com.
Okay.
So if you look for ebonyempresstv.com, everything is there. That's where I am.
Okay, ebonyempresstv.com.
Yes.
Beautiful. Hello.
Fantastic. I'm adding UK to my list now too. I list all different countries. I didn't include UK. Now I'm including UK. Now that's wonderful. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Ebony.
No problem.
That's great.
All right.
Thank you so
right.
much too.
I'll
mute you right now, but in case if you stumble,
that's
comes
all right.
up,
I'll keep listening. Yeah, that's
do that,
cool.
please. Okay. All right. Here you go. One,
right.
two, three. Now you're muted. Okay. So just in case Ebony something else comes up. I guess you got to call back in. I guess how the switchboard works. But in the meantime, thanks, Ebony, for doing that. And now I want to ask you, Belinda, now with this process, say, for instance, now when you mentioned the spine, that really hit me there because I'm going through a spine issue right now. And so
well, there's
how
no
I
accidents, is there? There's no accidents, nothing.
No. Right. Matter of fact, I'm sitting on a special pad right now. It's called a butt pad. It's very good for relieving the tailbone issues, but right now I'm seeing one, and so now the whole idea of starting the process with I'm sorry, I love you, I forgive you, thank you.
Yes.
Would that be a good place to start even for physical challenges?
Well, yes, because the physical is the last thing that happens after we've manifested these emotional issues, so it starts with our emotions. So the butt issue, you know, there's a lot of root causes, family issues that you may be dealing with, ancestral issues. And I would put your hands, if you can, you know, sit on your hands because your hands are healing. And just use your hands when you start to say to that area, you know, I'm sorry, I love you, I forgive you, thank you. You may not even know what you know what the issues are, but it has to do with birth and ancestry and family. You're learning how to stand on your own two feet, how to take care of yourself. Those are root chakra, you know, root chakra issues. That's why I go to the Big Island, because I had those issues too. And many times I would sprain an ankle. This last time I was there, I hadn't had any accidents for a long time, but I took a shortcut and the waves just kind of threw me onto the lava rocks. And
oh
I thank God I didn't have any, you know, any broken bones or anything, but the side of me was all kind of opened and sore and cut. And I knew I had just, you know, didn't take my time, which is something I am a fire sign in Aries, and I kind of push through, and it's one of my issues. So, yeah, but I'm
that.
Just so grateful. It could have been worse, and it mm-hmm. wasn't, and so I'm healing, you know, and I'm thanking the body for remembering how to restore me and how to regenerate. That's a key word. Thank you for regenerating. Thank you for regenerating. And saying that over and over in your unconscious mind, the computer will listen to that. It's like a little robot going, regenerate, regenerate, regenerate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that could be something added to the end of this, huh?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
definitely.
So I'm writing this down. Okay, okay. So I'm sorry, I love you, I forgive you, thank you. Thank you for regenerating.
Yeah, thank you for regenerating. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for remembering how to regenerate. Because you're going back to a time when you were perfect.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you wanted to remember, you know, regeneration from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a perfect cell, you know, perfectly balanced.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Matter of fact, it's no accident. When you're mentioning how your father, I guess, you know, was for your mother aborting, sounds pretty awful.
Yeah.
In my case, my brother was always saying, I don't want him, while she was pregnant with me. I don't want him. I don't want him. No, no, no. He's not one of you. I don't want anything else but me. I don't want him here. No, no, no.
Yeah. Well, you heard that. And now you have to forgive yourself for thinking that that's, you know, stopping you you know, it's all about you. He's just a button pusher. He pushed your buttons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have a chapter in my book called The Button Pushers. The Button Pushers. And I remember, I know you referred to Wayne Dyer in your book. I love Wayne.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Wayne used to always say, the people who are the thorns in your side are your soulmates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love him too. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's really something.
So I'm definitely going to do this for sure. I love this whole idea. Now, explain the difference between the Huna and the Ho'oponopono. Am I saying it right?
Well, Huna is the general term. It means secret in Hawaiian. So Huna was given the name by Max Freedom Long, who I quote a lot in my book. He's the one I studied. He came to the island as a teacher in 1917, and he observed the kahunas doing these incredible healings on broken bones, all kinds of illnesses, but nothing was written down. And he was fascinated. He wanted to know how they did that. So he started taking notes, and he stayed there for 40 years, writing down what he observed and the practices of the higher self and the conscious mind and the unconscious mind, the three selves of man, and the Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono is the forgiveness part of Huna. So it was the part where we forgive ourselves for the past, and they had a way of doing it with the whole family. They would sit around as a whole family at sunset, and they would bring up all the things that, you know, that tied themselves to something negative, because they knew that they could not reach the higher self if they kept investing in that. And the most important thing in their lives was to connect with the higher self, the Amakua. So they would have to clear that pipeline. And if you wish to connect to the higher self, we have to clear the pipeline too, because the higher self will heal us from anything. Yes, and I'll attest to that. I will attest to that.
I'm sure. Oh, see, that's the forgiveness part of the HUNA practice you're saying.
Yes, right. So HUNA is just, again, the body of work that means these ancient healing secrets.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of breathing involved there and a whole lot of, okay, I see. So the I'm sorry, I love you, I forgive you, thank you. That's part of the HUNA there, right? Or that the whole
That's Ho'oponopono. It's to make right right, and it's part of the HUNA practice. Yes.
I see. So breathing and okay, all right. And so succinctly, if you want to explain the HUNA practice in a couple of sentences, how would you describe that?
HUNA is leading a hurtless life.
Okay, healing a hurtless.
A hurtless life. That means you wouldn't say anything to hurt yourself or to hurt another human being.
Mm.
And if you do, then you forgive yourself. You keep yourself clean. But HUNA is taking responsibility for everything that happens to you. So that means even the guy that cuts you off in the morning when you're driving to work, you have to see how did you draw that kind of anger to you in the first place. So you take responsibility for everything. And when you do that, then you also know that you can uncreate what you created.
Okay, I see. Okay, got you. So that's the main.
Well, leading a hurtless life and taking responsibility for everything. You have to be at cause rather than effect to really do the processes of HUNA.
So healing a hurtless life.
Healing, leading a hurtless life.
Okay, leading a hurtless life. I'm sorry, I'm trying to digest that right there, okay.
Yeah. So you wouldn't say, see, a lot of people, I used to have people come to me with a script of what they say to themselves, just one page. And it was usually loathsome. You know, they just hated themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they weren't this, they weren't that. You know, it's like they didn't deserve to even be alive. But on the outside, it was all smiles and, you know, the things that get them through the day and through their jobs, but underneath they did not like themselves. And so that was what was running their body. And that's where all kinds of disease comes from, was what you're saying to yourself all the time, you know, 24/7. For me, I would say I couldn't be supported. I needed somebody else to support me. So eventually my back completely collapsed.
Wow.
And now I have a very strong back.
Oof.
Even though I'm 25 years older. So
I need that right now.
just start working on it. Start reversing what you were saying before.
Believe me, it's done. Matter of fact, I want an affirmation I have on my wall. I have, life supports me and brings me only good and positive experiences. It's an affirmation I have. I read all the time, you know. And I love this idea. So, I'm sorry.
What,
go ahead.
What do you really feel? Because it's okay to have a negative thought as long as you can, you know, forgive yourself from it. Because a lot of people will try to just put affirmation on affirmation on affirmation, but still there's something gnawing at them underneath. And so you want to put some closure on that. You want to put a period so the unconscious mind knows that it's still being heard, you know, even though it's been going through some, you know, dark days, let's say. You just want to acknowledge and then just put a period on it. You know, I'm sorry that you had to go through this. But now you're remembering how to be whole, and thank you for remembering.
Yes, this is fantastic, wonderful. My God. You know, we're in our time, but I want to talk about your book. Tell us more, even though you were kind of talking about it anyway. Let's just focus on the book and what it has that would be a tremendous benefit for everybody.
Well, it's Find Your Friggin' Joy, and that came to me. I had some things happen to me. My son committed suicide 6 years ago and left me in total, you know, unimaginable grief.
And
then a month later, I had all of my savings taken in a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, my God.
So I had no money, and I couldn't really thoroughly grieve for my son because I was trying to stay afloat and, you know, pay bills. And it was really a very, very dark time. And I was trying to cut cords and trying to do all the things, you know, my spiritual practice and everything, because I knew that I didn't want to be a burden health-wise to my daughter. And then a friend, I went to live with my daughter and take care of my grandson, which brought me great joy. And then a friend took me to see a movie. It was featuring Dr. Eric Pearl and Bruce Lipton and some other people who were doing self-healing. And I was just fascinated and amazed to watch Dr. Pearl do this hands-off healing on a little Greek boy who had cerebral palsy, and to watch him play in the playground again after just a couple of sessions. So I looked him up, and I went and got my own reconnective healing session, and all of my grief was lifted in one session. And
now,
I was completely...
Please tell the name of the movie real quick. The name of the movie?
It was called The Living Matrix. It's a DVD, The Living Matrix. It's available, I think, on Amazon. And it features Dr. Eric Pearl and Dr. Bruce Lipton. And it's just very... I had not been excited about a modality since I studied HUNA, you know, over 20 years ago. And this made me stand up to attention. So I had a couple of sessions, and then I had my reconnection done, which is a two-day process with the drawings, and then I flew to Chicago to get training by Dr. Pearl and his staff, and I started doing reconnections on Hawaii that summer.
How long
that was
take
6 years
for that?
Ago.
How long was the process with Dr. Pearl?
Oh, well, it's he's an amazing healer. He definitely is. And in fact, I'm going down to San Diego for an upgrade. They're doing a course for practitioners, a two-day course. So he keeps people on their toes, you know, with new modalities coming in. It's, you know, you just see miracles. You see things that you have no idea how that happened. And the most beautiful thing about this is that your ego isn't involved. When I have a client come, I want to know nothing about them, nothing. I don't want to know their story, nothing. And so by doing the session with them, I just see them as whole. So when they get what they receive, whatever they receive is usually something unexpected, something deeper that puts the balance.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long did it take you to actually get your reconnection certification?
Oh, it's just, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So about 5 days. And then you do a separate one for the level three, which is the strands and the strings, the reconnection. It used to be that you could do it all in one weekend and then Monday and Tuesday. And Dr. Pearl changed that. It was too much. People have to really learn how to do the frequencies, you know, and take a longer time with that. So that's 3-4. That's 5 days, and then it's a separate 2 days for level three.
I see. In the movie, it was called The Living Matrix. I want everybody to hear that. The Living Matrix.
Yes. Yes. The Living Matrix. And it features Dr. Pearl and Bruce Lipton, and I don't remember the other people, but...
That's okay.
It changed my life, and I talked about my friend who dragged me to see this movie. I didn't want to see another blah blah film, and it just changed. It changed my life. You know, it just did. I needed that at that particular time, and so I treat the reconnection and reconnective healing totally separate from my HUNA work.
I was about to ask you about that. So is it separate? Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Well, they're separate, but yet, you know, you're dealing with higher frequencies that are timeless. So the frequencies are just here for all of us in a more massive amount. With the Huna, it was like you had to work a little harder to clear things out to get to the higher self. So it's more of a self-healing process where the reconnection, I mean, we have to do that to somebody else. We do it to you. So it involves, you know, it involves the client and you and your higher self. It's more of a trilogy.
Mm-hmm. So a free reconnection.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. I see, I see. So all that together, you know, inspired you to come up with the book, Your Friggin' Joy there, huh?
Find Your Friggin' Joy, yes.
All right.
Because I sure did. And it was as soon as, when you have the reconnection done to you, the two-day process, it's cost $333. When you have that done to you, it accelerates you onto your soul path. It's like, whoa, whatever your soul came here to do, it's going to assist you and accelerate you to find it, to do it. That's what got me to write the book. Because before that, I had no interest in writing a book. I have 3 CDs. I'm a chanter. I have the Hawaiian chants on CDs that are on Amazon and on my website. They've been out for over 20 years. And I figured that's my contribution. You know, I put the chants out there, and I have the Ho'oponopono process on there, but they wanted me to write a book. So I said, okay. And then for 3 years, I just... I sat down and wrote the book.
Wow. Well, okay. You know, and your book is available in Barnes & Noble and Amazon, is it?
Yes. All booksellers, Ingram, Kindle, eBooks.
Yeah, Nook and all that. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. And your website, one more time for people? Your website?
It's hunahealing.com, HUNAhealing.com.
Fantastic. Well, you know, we're going to have Belinda, because of the name Brenda, that's why I had that on my mind. Anyway, Belinda, back on the show again, and we have, more things I'd like to, you know, talk to her about, to share with everybody. So we're going to do that for sure. So she is now official part of the Reconnected Messengers. So,
thank you.
You have another title now. So,
thank you.
And you see how it all works out, though? I mean, like, it's really something. There's no accident. You got the reconnection, you know?
Right.
My book is Reconnected. You know, I talked to Dr. Pearl before. I talked to him before. And he said, wow, your book has the same colors as some of the things here. My book is like purple and kind of tan. And he has those colors somewhere in his material. And it's really something. Now, here you come on, and you're talking about this, too. I said, wait a minute here.
Yes, well, we're all reconnected, aren't we?
I mean, it's amazing. Oh, my God. It's like, it was like already I guess it was planned, actually.
Yeah. It's all about timing, and then there is no time, right, except
the way
we kind of configure it. So
exactly. Yeah. So, Belinda, we're going to have you back on the show for sure. So we thank Belinda for coming on and giving us this fantastic insights in the book. Make sure everybody gets the book, How to Find Your Friggin' Joy, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, her website's there. So everything's there for you to get it. Get it. It's important to get it. People ask me all the time about different questions about relationships and recovery and all that stuff. Get the book, you know. Get the book.
Just find your friggin' joy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Find your friggin' joy. What did I say? Bring it? I find it. Okay.
And, find it.
But get it. Get the book and read it, and your answers will be taken care of in there, you know. And get it. It's real important. People like to have these quick fixes, you know. We're in a microwave mentality, you know, right now. You know, get the book. You know, if you have an e-book, you can download it within 20 minutes, you know. And or less than that. So get it and get the information. And then after you do that, you can connect with us. For more information for clarity, you know, some life coaching or whatever, you can do that. You know, but get the material. It's all in there. Mine's 412 pages. Hers is, I think, 160 pages, or am I right? About 159, 160? So something like that.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I kind of guessed that. How about that? Okay. And we're going to have her back on the show. So, Belinda, thank you for coming on, and we're going to sign off now. And I'm so pumped about this, so I'm going to listen to it over and over. And you can listen to the show over, you can download it free, share it with your friends, and have others buy the book, and just Matter of fact, sell her out. Buy all her books.
That's what you're an angel, and you are a force of nature, absolutely empowered and a gift to the world. Thank you, Nazeem.
Thank you, too. And thank you, everybody. Tune in next week for another fantastic show. And I'm telling you, it's wonderful. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
As an entrepreneur, you're